Welcome back into Sports Talk here on WWL. Steve Geller along with Mike Dettillier, and happy to welcome in the main man, Drew Brees, going into the Saints Hall of Fame tomorrow. Drew, how you been doing, man? Thanks for joining us.
I'm doing great, fellas. How you doing?
We're doing fantastic. Obviously looking forward to this big game tomorrow night. But I know you're in town, too, for another event going on, the grand opening of Pickle and Pins. What you got going on there, man?
I'm here right now. Pickle and Pins off of Veterans Highway. We just opened up within the last few weeks. I'm excited about a lot of the things that we're doing in New Orleans, but this is probably one of the things I'm most excited about. This is a family entertainment center, but we've got 5 indoor pickleball courts. We've got 2 indoor padel courts. We have a full service restaurant, bar. We've got electronic darts. We've got axe throwing. We've got duck pin bowling. And it's just an incredible space. We've got a stage that you can throw parties. We've got a DJ actually setting up right now for a big event tonight. You do have bands. We've got a huge big screen TV for events and such. So, we just wanted to create something that was a great gathering place for friends, for families, for youth sports teams after their games, just a place to come and enjoy. Obviously, pickleball has kind of taken the country by storm, so this gives people an indoor place to be able to play pickleball and get out of the heat or the rain or the elements as well. So, yeah, I think this is going to be party central here for a long time.
Drew, you and I are going to have to go in a car, go pick up A-Bear, and bring him to this Pickle and Pins.
Go pick him up right now and bring him over
man,
here.
He might be hiding, so it would take maybe both of us to get him in the vehicle to do it. But
I want to see his game. I'm sure he's got some hand-eye coordination, maybe not the movement skills.
He does have hand-eye coordination.
I'm sure he'll be all right.
The movement skills, that's sort of matcha today with him, but he once did. You were very early in the process. You got into the pickleball thing. That was something you did very quickly once this started to be sort of a craze across the nation.
Yeah, look, it's a fun game that's easy to pick up. I have a tennis background. I played tennis as a kid. Both my parents played tennis, so a lot of times on the weekends they were dragging us out to play tennis with them. So I've always been a racket sport guy. I like ping pong as well. So pickleball was pretty natural to pick up. Look, it's a great way to get your exercise, stay in shape. It's really a social sport. Like, I could go out in the parking lot right now and grab 3 people and come in here and the 4 of us could have fun on the pickleball court. Like, what other sport can you do that? You don't have to have any athletic background to do it. It's very easy just to kind of pick up a paddle, make contact with the ball, and just enjoy yourself. Obviously there's a lot of ways to get competitive doing it. Which at times I have, but for the most part, this is just a fun sport that's really inviting for everybody to be able to play.
True. When we met last at the pickleball tournament here at the Morial Center, there was a lady that came up to me. She had triple bypass surgery. And she said, you know how I got back in shape? Pickleball. She said, I had never done it before, but I had been told some friends, and they said, well, why don't you try? And once she said, I was able to move around well. And she said it was not only great from a physical standpoint, then I had other friends wanting to play pickleball with me. So it also became sort of a cordial deal and it part of family. But here was a lady that was in pretty bad shape, triple bypass surgery. But she said, how I'm in shape today? I owe it all to pickleball.
Yeah, that's a huge testament. Our NOLA Pickle Fest that we put on every summer in the convention center, that's an amateur tournament that draws people from all around the country. And over the last 2 years, we've had participants as young as 8 years old and as old as 92 years old in that tournament. So it just goes to show you the demographic. Yeah. It really spans across everybody, boys, girls, young people, old folks, but the opportunity that they can all get on the court at the same time and just enjoy the sport together. I think pickleball has got a lot of people moving again that probably haven't been able to move for a long time just because the traditional sports didn't really allow it. And yet pickleball is one of those things that, you can dial it up or you can dial it down. You can just be on the court, making contact with the ball, playing the net, just really enjoying yourself without needing a lot of athletic ability.
Drew, one of the things, I have a friend of mine, he's a politician, but he made me the comment, you know how you know you've made it in this world? You're on TV. Pickleball's on TV today. Okay, you got people watching it. So that does go to show the growth of pickleball. Drew, the other event, too, going into the Saints Hall of Fame, and it won't be your last one. You'll be rolling into Canton pretty soon, too. But your thoughts of going into the Saints Hall of Fame and, man, what you did for this community, you and Sean Payton, to give it, it's a small word, but it's big in life, hope. And you guys not only gave hope, that you gave so many people joy in watching you play.
Yeah, look, it's always an amazing feeling to step back foot in the Superdome. I mean, there's obviously so many memories that we all have from the time that we spent there, playing for the New Orleans Saints, one of the best organizations in football. Certainly the greatest fan base in all of football in the Houdat Nation, and probably one of the greatest venues in all the sports to play as well. So I think, going into the Saints Hall of Fame is a tremendous honor. I had the chance during the last probably 10 years of my career to watch my former teammates go into the Hall of Fame. And so every time they would come back, it was just a reflection on their careers and what they had meant to the history of the Saints and our teams and what we were able to accomplish. And so, this is just another one of those opportunities. So many of my former teammates have come in town for this, and so it's going to feel like a reunion of sorts, for our Super Bowl team and a lot of the great teams that we've had. But at the end of the day, I think all of us are still so invested in the Saints and in the success of the team and in the organization. And so to have these opportunities, it's a great honor, brings back a ton of great memories, and also gets us looking forward to the future and opportunities for us all to get together again and celebrate being a part of this great organization.
That's awesome stuff. And also, obviously, Sean Payton in attendance for this game, a big one Thursday night football, Denver Broncos in town. What do you think that Saints fans' reaction, their welcoming of Sean back to the Superdome is going to be like? We've been debating that back and forth here, where you think it's going to be a warm, fuzzy reception.
Will
the boo birds come out?
Won't be no warm, fuzzy.
Look, this is the way it should be. It should be. The minute that man walks in the dome, everybody celebrates him. Hey, Sean, we love you. Thanks for everything that you've done for this organization, blah, blah, blah. And in the minute that game starts, man, we're trying to kick your ass. That's the way it should be.
Drew, one of the things, I don't know how much you got to see this weekend's game, but your thoughts on Spencer Rattler in his first start as a Saints quarterback. And I know we had talked about it at the pickleball tournament that so much you can learn. Now, today, a lot of times where you get picked, you forced to play, like a Caleb Williams or Jaden Daniels. And, Caleb kind of rode the roller coaster, but he really played well this weekend. Jaden's been unbelievable as a rookie quarterback to see his growth. But like what's happening to Bo Nix, we see the good and the bad. You always talked about how much you learned from watching on the sidelines. So a little bit about that, but also what you see of Spencer Rattler as a future quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah, look, I think any young quarterback, there's especially guys, like Spencer Rattler or these other, first-round picks that kind of unprecedented number of, first-round quarterbacks that went, including Bo Nix. There's going to be those splash moments, like those moments where you're like, wow, that was an incredible play. That was an incredible throw. Not many guys can make that play or that throw. There's going to be those great moments. And then, of course, there's going to be those mistakes, right? Those rookie mistakes, those young, hey, he's just still learning how to play the position in the NFL, knowing when to take chances, just kind of understanding what wins and loses in the NFL. So I think with all these guys, you're watching them kind of grow and mature before your eyes, right? And some of it's going to be bad, and some of it's going to be good, and some of it's going to be great, right? And then I think what's kind of the true testament of the maturation process is, hey, you make the mistakes and you learn from them and they don't happen again, right? And you just become more and more consistent with the routine plays you make and then the great plays that you make. So I think that's what we're going to see from all these guys from week to week. Man, Jaden Daniels has been on fire. It's been so much fun to watch him. I feel like I'm a little bit closer to his background and his story had a chance to go to LSU and speak to him and the quarterback group back when he was a junior, actually going into his senior year. And then obviously to watch his career progress, win the Heisman, obviously have some incredible moments at LSU. And now, man, he's just kind of setting the league on fire right away. I'd say that's pretty rare, but I would also say that, you know, look, he got exposed to the best talent in the country playing in the SEC and playing at LSU. I feel like his leap from his junior year to senior year was significant. It was kind of like the Joe Burrow leap in a lot of ways. For whatever reason, man, those guys just, I think it's a lot about their preparation. I think it's a lot about their mentality and their discipline. But, like, I see him do things now where I'm like, ah, man, that was a veteran caliber kind of play or read or throw. And obviously he's got the athletic ability to complement what he can do in the passing game as well. So, man, the future is so bright for him.
Drew, looking at the other sideline with another rookie quarterback, what's something you've seen stand out, I guess, in Bo Nix's game going into this matchup?
I know one thing. Bo got a thick hide. he came into Denver with one, and I bet he's got one now.
Yeah, you know, I've watched quite a few of their games, so I've watched a lot of his snaps. Obviously, very familiar with the offense, Sean Payton's offense. So I kind of understand, you know, based on what I'm seeing, like where his eyes should be, what his feet should be doing, you know, the timing and rhythm. Look, here's a guy who's played a ton of football, you know, 61 starts in college. He's got all the tools, athletic ability. He's strong. His ability, look, I don't think their offensive line has played very well this year. I think it was supposed to be a strength of their defense. I think they've struggled. They haven't run the ball consistently. And I think I'd say Bo Nix has been under a lot of duress. So I think at times he's been a bit jumpy in the pocket, just because I think that pressure has gotten to him probably earlier than it should have throughout the season. But if this guy's given the opportunity to stand back there and go through his reads and his progressions and deliver the football, then he's got all the traits. I've seen him make some guys miss in the pocket and like get out and make some plays with his legs that are pretty impressive. So, again, this new age of quarterback, like these athletic guys who can throw the ball well from the pocket and also make plays outside the pocket, is pretty rare. So I'd say his ceiling, his upside, just with experience and with pieces around him, he's going to be a pretty good player.
Drew, looking more at this Pickle and Pins that you have going on, where is it located in Metairie, and what time you guys stay open to it? Me and Mike, when we get off the air, can we stop by?
Yeah, we maybe take that ride to Bear's house.
You should absolutely come by. We're at 6930 Veterans Memorial Highway. We're open 7 days a week. Okay. On the weekends, we're open quite a bit later, till midnight or 1 p.m. or 1 a.m. But like I said, man, full-service restaurant, bar, all the pickleball, padel, duckpin bowling, darts, axe throwing. This is the perfect place for parties, for corporate events, for birthday parties, you know, bring in the youth sports teams after games, great family night atmosphere, guys night, girls night, come watch the game. Like, this place is incredible. I can't wait for everybody to be able to experience it.
Definitely hear your excitement about it. What's the difference, real quick, between padel and racquetball?
So padel is, the court is turf. It's about the size of a pickleball court, a little bit bigger.
Okay.
You play doubles. You play with a tennis ball that's kind of like a deadened tennis ball. And it's fully enclosed, though, and the back half of it is plexiglass. So you can play the ball off the walls. I mean, as I'm sitting here watching guys play it right now. It's a big European sport. Just type into YouTube, best padel points.
Okay.
P-A-D-E-L. And you will be mesmerized by the stuff that guys can do on the padel court. But it's a game that requires quite a bit more athleticism. But I think once you get into it, you get hooked. It's a great game.
The way you mentioned, is it kind of like racquetball?
Combination between racquetball and pickleball, okay. I'd say. Gotcha. Or squash and pickleball.
True. One final football question. And you see what's happened in this league and the turnaround of a guy like Baker Mayfield. We had good and bad moments in Cleveland, decided to get rid of him. He goes to Carolina. That didn't work out. Has a short stay with the Rams and Sean McVay. He brings into Tampa. He's a totally different guy. And we're watching this happen again in Minnesota with Sam Darnold. Just an unbelievable talent at USC. You get picked high. He's bounced from team to team. Didn't work out. He goes with Kevin McConnell now with the Vikings, and he has really played well. Now, you got Justin Jefferson, so that does help when you get to throw the football to that type talent. But you've seen guys that maybe fit has a lot to do with it. Also, maturity at the most critical position on the field.
Yeah, look, I love those two guys, you know, stories and the seasons that they're having. Look, I think it just goes to show that, you know, it's tough when these rookie quarterbacks are made to play right away in some cases are really tough situations. And let's be honest, sometimes pretty dysfunctional situations, and you've got a lot of pressure and expectations on you. And maybe you're never really in a position to succeed. And because you're such a competitive guy, you know, you take it really hard and you go through some tough moments. And of course we live in an environment, especially in the NFL, where, man, the media can turn on you quick. The fan base can turn on you quick. And all of a sudden, maybe you lose confidence or the perception about you just becomes a certain way, you know, that, man, you can't play or don't belong here. And to your point, like with experience and with, you know, going through some adversity and maybe, you know, toughening up a little bit and getting some scars, you know, you end up developing into a lot tougher person, kind of having a tougher exterior and understanding how to handle tough moments and adversity and find ways to come out better on the other side and just kind of wait for that right opportunity. And then when given that right opportunity and that right system with that right coach, all of a sudden, you know, you start to have the success that everybody, you know, kind of hoped for in the beginning, you know? So I think that's what it is. It's just having those opportunities and going through some things that, man, you hate the fact that you got to go through it, but you do. I mean, look, I got benched three times when I was with the San Diego Chargers. People forget that. Back in 2003, my third year as a starter, I got benched three times and then, you know, suffer the injury that brings me here. And so, man, there was plenty of adversity along the way, and I would not have had the career that I had if it wasn't for going through all those things. So don't look at it as a bad thing, but that's part of what makes you who you are.
Drew, always awesome stuff for you. Appreciate the time. Looking forward to tomorrow night in the Caesars Superdome, and also looking forward to stopping by Pickle and Pins to go check it out. 6930 Veterans Boulevard in Metairie. Your complete gaming and entertainment complex, it seems like.
Hey, we got everything. Can't wait to see you guys.
Drew, one last thing. When they did that portrait, I'm going to talk to Trahan to see if he can't put your portrait next to Bobby's in the Saints Hall of Fame. Because that way, you know, y'all could get to talk to one another at night. You know, Bobby needs somebody to talk to.
we won't get lonely, right?
You're right.
It would be an honor to be next to the Cajun Cannon.
Cheers, Drew. Thanks again, man.
Thank you, Drew.
Get his butt out here on the pickleball court.
I'll try.
For sure.
I'll try.
All right, guys.
Saints legend Drew Brees stopping by, joining us here on WWL Saints Radio. Always great to hear from number 9. And